Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Good morning, PPC, and welcome to our worldwide audience online. Well, today is June 28th, and PPC is having our Sunday morning service outdoors as a drive-in service to celebrate Canada Day and also to honor the 2025-2026 graduates in grade 8, grade 12, and post-secondary graduates. Amazing accomplishments in their lives. Well, our online service is a little different, but I trust that you're enjoying the service this morning and paying attention to the announcements. I mention again, for the summer months, PPC will move to one Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., both in-house and the live stream. As mentioned, PPC is recognizing the educational milestones of this year's graduates and their diligence to academics, study, and their hard work are paying off as they reach this achievement. For some, it can mean that they move to the next level of education. And for others, it grants them the credentials to further their career goals and to seek employment. For graduates, it's been 8, 12, 16 years, and for some, maybe that graduating process has taken decades. We say congratulations. But I ask you, have you had the opportunity to walk the high school line, a college university graduation line, or maybe another level where your achievements were recognized? For some of you, you would say, Pastor Rob, the only school I graduated from is a school of hard knocks. Well, life has not been an easy road. And for that being said, for those of us who've been on the journey for some time, we know that all too well, upon graduating from school or walking the line, does not mean the learning or the maturing has been completed. We may reach one measure of achievement, but we quickly realize that life continues. There's family, there's finances, there's getting jobs, there's losing jobs, there are health concerns. There are so many lines that need our focus and attention. Well, there are deadlines. What workplace does not have a financial crunch or end of quarter quotas to hit? At work or at home, there's the bottom line. Where do we stand financially? Hey, at my stage in life, I'm feeling the biological timeline as my body changes. Some like the front line, others not so. When we want to improve things, we will streamline. And we get nervous if we hear something is coming down the pipeline. What about a prayer line? The person or things that you are looking to God for answers, those miracles, those salvations in our lives. We may wonder, where are the results, the answers? Why is there so much waiting or work to do? Where is the finish line? Well, I suppose the truth is, as long as we have breath, we're probably working towards something or praying for God to work in our lives or in the lives of others around us. When you and I are being diligent and the next goal or achievement seems so far and unreachable, and the results or the miracles we're hoping and praying for, they're just not happening. What do we do? What's our response? How can you and I move from one season to the next and to stay on track? Our Sunday morning series is in the book of Psalm. Allow me to take a look at Psalm 62 today. The writer of Psalms has gone through the highs. He's experienced the pinnacles of recognition. He's famous. He's the king of a nation. He's experienced prosperity, amazing victories, touch of God on his life. He's experienced forgiveness, blessings. But guess what? He's also known defeat, betrayal, poverty, sorrow, guilt, the shame of sin, fear, being alone, even in hiding. He also understands waiting on a promise for years. He's been on the mountaintop. He's been in the lowest valleys, through the joys and through the disappointments. But what does he declare in chapter 62? He writes these words, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will never be shaken. So my enemy is against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them, I'm just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face, but curse me in their hearts. And then he says, let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory, my honor comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Common people are as worthless as a puff of wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. If you weigh them on the scales, together they are lighter than a breath of air. And then he says, don't make your living by extortion or putting your hope in stealing. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. And then he concludes, he says, God has spoken plainly, and I've heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you repay all people according for what they have done. God bless the reading of his word this morning. What do we see in this portion of scripture that can be helpful to you and I today? In the midst of all that's going on around us, in the face of enemies trying to destroy him, looking to take advantage of David, they tell lies about him. Hey, in your environment, are there false accusations being made against you? Someone may be trying to climb the corporate ladder at your expense. What's the expression in the islands? You talk out of both sides of your mouth. There's another one that says two-faced or a backhanded compliment. Well, he writes, they delight in telling lies, praise to my face, but curse me in their hearts. Folks, it's so easy for us to get bitter and start slinging back. But what should our response be? Well, he says, I wait quietly before the Lord. Victory comes from the Lord. He is my refuge, my fortress. Friends, our victory, my victory, our honor come from God alone. Our refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Psalm chapter 37, verses 7 to 9 sort of reiterates this feeling. And he writes again, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord, they will possess the land. Amen. Whatever we're working towards or praying for, or even the people around us, let's recognize that God is the one who has things in control. Even if the family life, the work life, the goals are not quite lining up the way that we would expect, even when people seem to be against us. Well, the psalmist is confident that while people are coming against him, God will give the victory. God will be the judge of those coming against those who trust in God. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God, I can almost hear it coming through the screen now. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Amen. Miracles come from God. The victory is the Lord's. Our hope is in God as we wait patiently before the Lord. In the middle verses, the psalmist then moves from his own situation and encourages those under his influence. And he writes, oh my God, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. He recognizes that God, the God who's able to provide for him, is also capable and able to provide for others. As you and I work through our journey, allow yourself to pray for others. Pray for their miracle. Celebrate their achievements, their milestones with and for others. Rejoice when others rejoice. And then the writer takes a few steps further, and then he cautions those who are listening, and he says, be careful of those around you, who you trust or even what you may aspire towards. Verse 9 reminds us that people cannot be relied upon to provide what only God can do. As powerful or as much authority that a person has, they still cannot provide as God can. As rich a person or an entity can be, their money can't buy what God can give you. And then he adds, even if you have the opportunity for your wealth or your success to increase, don't make it the center of your life. Even if we're blessed with finances, be careful to trust God with those resources. After all, it is Him who provides the resources. And then verse 10, he says, don't make your living by extortion or put your hope in stealing. Folks, it's obvious that it's wrong to steal or to take advantage of others to get fast money. But can I add just a simple perspective a little further? In your pursuit of a goal, don't be willing to take the shortcut. Don't take advantage of others to reach the line that you're looking to attain. Don't get ahead at the expense of others. Scripture reminds us to treat others with respect, with value, to love our enemies, even to do good to those who wrong you. How are we able to do that? Well, because we know that in the end, God brings the victory. Amen? And then this is where the writer closes off this chapter in verses 10 and 11. And he says, God has spoken plainly, and I've heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you repay all people according to what they have done. Friends, on this day, when we focus on achievements, let's recognize that as capable, as intelligent, as educated, or resourceful that humans can be, the ultimate power and authority and knowledge comes from God Almighty. And the amazing thing is, and then God, who's able to do everything, chooses us to be on that journey with Him, provides a way for us to be in relationship with Him. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Folks, how can you and I trust God with our future, the endeavors, the aspirations that each of us have along this journey? On this graduating emphasis, can I suggest it can be as simple as A, B, C? And I will add a D in there today. Firstly, we acknowledge God for who He is, God Almighty. The psalmist stated that God is His refuge, His strength. God can be our refuge, our strength today, the God we go to in our time of need. Proverbs 3 and 6, a familiar verse. I'd like to read it from the Message translation today. It says, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles from your way. There is one who will sustain us and enable us to complete the journey, the goals, the purposes that He has for each one of us. Let's work towards completing those plans and the direction God has for us and follow well on that pathway, as opposed to chasing after our own dreams. Now, I will pause to say that God's plans for some of you may mean becoming a renowned medical doctor, a prolific writer, a well-known athlete, maybe the CEO of a company, maybe to have wealth. And the opportunities of God's blessings are unlimited. But along the way, remember to give credit where credit is due. God is the one who provides the blessings, the victories, the hope on the rough days along the journey. He provides the angels that are there when we have no idea of what is going on. He is God Almighty. Who knows what God has in store? Well, here in Toronto, in Canada, we are celebrating the FIFA World Cup along with millions around the globe. We, of course, are enjoying Canada's first points in any World Cup. Another one of the interesting stories in the early games surrounds the team from Curaçao. They scored their first goal, earned their first point in any World Cup. But the story lies with Curaçao being the least populated country to represent in the World Cup, approximately 150,000 people. Wow, half of their nation's population could have sat in the stadium that the football team played in this first few weeks. But here's the main reason why I mentioned this today. I saw a video this past week of members of the Curaçao team participating in a worship service send-off to the World Cup including many of the songs that we sing. And one of the team members shared his testimony, how his life was turned around because of Jesus Christ. And he says, while the World Cup is important, their relationship with God is even more important and vital. I wish the Curaçao team success in the World Cup, certainly along with our hometown Ajax soccer player and the Canadian team. A is to acknowledge, but I do understand that acknowledgement of God does not always make it personal. You see, the B is for believe. To know that Almighty God is available to you and I as an individual. Scripture says, Romans 10 and 9, in the Amplified Version, it says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, meaning you recognize His power, His authority, His majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. My friends, believing in God's Son Jesus, who died on a cross for your sins and mine, and believing that He's alive means that you and I are saved. We are part of God's family and can receive His direction and His blessing to go for the goal that He's prepared for us. And when we do that, Scripture says that as a child of God, Jesus is at the right hand of God right now. He intercedes on our behalf. Isn't that amazing? Jesus is on our side. He is our advocate before the Father. It's almost like Jesus is cheering us on to victory, to cross that finish line well. And I say, don't stop praying. Believe for that miracle. God will answer that prayer. He is able to come through in your prayer. And believe that God has some very amazing, cool things for you to accomplish and to do in your world that He's placed you in. God's created you with gifts, abilities, for the purpose of making a difference in the kingdom. And I say, why not get involved even here at PPC, serving in ministry here at PPC? God has assignments for you to do, spiritual achievements and godly goals for you and I. And while I firmly believe that Jesus is right there for us, helping us towards those goals, A is for acknowledge, B is for believe, and C is for comforter. While Jesus is in heaven interceding for us, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is given to every believer to help us here on earth. The Holy Spirit will encourage us. The Holy Spirit will prompt us from going in the wrong direction. The Holy Spirit will check when I'm making a bad choice. The Holy Spirit will grant strength to overcome temptation. The Holy Spirit will provide you and I as we pursue the goal that's there in front of us. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. I'm so glad to know that in my weakness, that the Holy Spirit is there to give me strength, to give me guidance, to give me support, to help me make the right choices along the way. Well, John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says to His disciples, He says, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I have told you. Folks, we're not alone. How can you and I navigate the craziness of this world we're in and stay on the pathway that keeps my eyes, keeps your eyes fixed on Jesus and the goals that are set out before us? Listen to the inner voice, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Is this a good direction or not? The shortcut may look inviting. Something may look good, but there's that spiritual nudge that says, no, don't give in. Don't go there. And folks, even with the Holy Spirit being there for us and being with us, there's still a part that we need to play. We are the ones who need to listen to that. And there's that final part, A, B, C, and now the D. That will take determination. There's that added letter, the D, the determination, or as the sports world may say, just do it. Folks, as much as God is there for us, we need to trust Him and He will lead us along. But we need to determine that we will do everything we can so that we will reach those next spiritual milestones, those goals, those purposes that God has placed before us. And I add, when I reach that goal or attain that milestone, I think it encourages us and empowers us to reach for more of those graduating moments in our lives. When God answers this prayer, I'm so much more built up in my faith to ask God for more and then see Him respond and work more miracles in our lives. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. I conclude today from a recent devotional that was given to me. I mentioned some of my thoughts to my wife, Ruby, and she says, I remember a devotional that I read in the last few days. And here's what the writer says. Chances are you aren't at the starting line, nor are you at the finishing tape. You're somewhere in the middle. When you're running a race, the start is always filled with such enthusiasm and energy. And the finish holds such promise as we run the final stretch and reach our goal. But the middle of the race, when we're long past the start and we're not sure how far away the finish might be, that is what often tests us. And she says, that's why the prophet Habakkuk wrote, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. It's in the midst of the middle of the race that we need encouragement and that we need our second win and that we need to refocus on the prize, or I say the goal that's there awaiting us. Well, believe it or not, I've played a lot of sports over the years, but I've never ran a marathon. My son Tim has now run 2 half marathons at 21 kilometers each year. Some of you know Irwin here at PPC, and that guy runs like all the time, every week he's there. Well, last week, I got the bike out, and I decided to go for a bike ride. First one this year. I think I got a little over 1 kilometer, and I hit an incline and felt some headwind coming towards me. And I whispered, and my mind went to those guys running those marathons. And I said, how do those guys run so many kilometers on foot and do it well and reach their finish line? I can't even bike a few kilometers without feeling winded. Tim has commented to me that the 14 to 17 stretch kilometer mark in that marathon, that's the toughest to run. Folks, I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're still holding that fresh graduation certificate and congratulations to you. But just maybe you're listening and the accolades are gone. The certificates, the trophies, they're all in storage. And at this point, you're in the middle and you're just struggling to make it to the next week. You're just waiting and longing for that answer to your prayer. The next deadline that's coming down, the next family time. Maybe you're fearing that next appointment. You may want to just throw in the towel, to give up running. And maybe you're just walking and you just say, I can't take this anymore. I just want to stop. When will this end? Is there a finish line? Can I encourage you today to trust God, to start fresh? Maybe that's the moment today, to just start fresh. A, B, C, and D. Acknowledge God. Believe in Jesus and the plans that God has for you and that He is able to help us reach that goal. He will provide an answer to that prayer. And then I say, rely on the Comforter. Know that the Holy Spirit is there to help us along the journey, the walk, the race that is set there before us. And then to determine, to listen, to obey, to act, to trust in God, knowing that God is there for us. I heard this song recently by Katie Nicole. It's called My God Can. Listen to these words. All on my own, I may not be able to part the waters, might not be able to calm the storms, might not be able to make my giants fall, but good thing I'm not alone, because there is a power that is greater, so I'm not afraid of what's ahead. I'm standing in the confidence that even though I can't, my God can. There's another refrain. It says, he will heal those who hurt and comfort every broken heart. restore the homes of families who've been torn apart, tell chains to break, and do what seems impossible, like only He can. I'm standing in the confidence that even though I can't, my God can. I trust that you'll hear those words today, that even though we can't, even though we're not sure where that end is, where the result is, where that finish line is, even though I can't, my God can. Folks, that finish line is much closer than we realize. Psalm 62, what did the psalmist say? Close with these verses. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory, our honor, my honor, our honor comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, oh, my friends, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. We're not alone. As we live and work and pray towards the next part of our journey, embrace more milestones, more spiritual goals that we need to reach for, and we press towards that mark. Today, as I close in prayer in a moment, I will pray for us to pursue what God has for us and the goals He has for you. Also, those answers to prayer. I do say that if you're listening today and you have questions about your faith journey, you can send an email in to prayer@ppclife.ca. Or if you desire to ask Jesus to come into your life, those are simple words that you just say, God, I believe that you're there for me. I believe that Jesus died for me. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Help me to live, to be obedient to your plans and your purposes for me. When you do those simple words and pray to God, He comes into your heart. The Holy Spirit comes there to dwell in us and is there to help you to move along to the next steps along your journey. Simple words to a great God. Prayer is that same thing. We're just praying to God and saying, God, help us out. We know you're there. Assist us along this journey. Close your eyes with me as I pray today. Father, thank you for the blessing of being in relationship. Thank you for the plans and purposes that you have for each one of us. Father, as we navigate this journey, so many times we feel so inadequate, so unworthy, but your word says that you love us, you care for us. So Father, today, wherever we are on this journey with yourself, Father, I ask that those listening today, those watching today, that they would sense and know that even along the journey, the high points and the not so good moments that we see, Father, I'm asking that they would look to yourself, that they would trust you, that they would acknowledge you, and that they would believe that you are there for them, that you have answers to prayer, that you know their situation, you know the race that they're on. And Father, I ask today that you would bless them, that you would answer those prayers, that you would grant strength into their lives, that you would provide healing where it is, that you would provide resources where finances are needed. We pray for reconciliation, that relationships, families would be restored. Mostly, Lord, we pray that people would come to know yourself. Father, we know what when that decision is made, the rest of the journey is easier along the way. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but God, we know that in the midst of the run, the midst of the journey, that you are with us at all times. Father, I thank you today for your Holy Spirit that's always there for us to help us, to check us, to strengthen us, to give us boldness, confidence, to help us along this journey well. But Father, as much as you desire to love and care for us, help us determine in our own heart, to determine in our own lives that we will do our best, that we will follow after you along this journey. So Lord, we thank you for the plans and purposes. We're thanking you in advance for the prayers that will be answered. And God, we're trusting and knowing that you're with us at all times. We wait before you because we know our victory is yours. So Lord, help us to do that well. Thank you for being our refuge and our strength. I pray for these people today. May they sense and know that you're there for them along the journey. And Father, they can rely upon you at all times. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to serve and to worship and praise together. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, folks, thank you for being with us today. I trust that in these moments that we've had together, that even along that journey, you can determine now to say, God, I'm not sure where the answer is. I'm not sure the journey that's ahead, but I'm trusting you along that way. In a moment, don't leave yet. In a moment, the worship team will lead us in the song, Firm Foundation. As those words ring in your ears this week, that Christ is our firm foundation. He's never let us down. He's faithful through the generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't fail now. What a blessing, what an encouragement as we pray and work towards those finish lines. Amen? We can do it. God is with us along the way. God bless you today.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.